Hey, this is Chris Brown, and today's episode is brought to you by my friends at PureFlix.com, the best place to stream faith and family-friendly movies and more. Sign up for your free one-month trial subscription today at PureFlix.com.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, we're excited that you're tuned in today for Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We're talking about all things, that's right, stewardship. Managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory. That includes the what, all blessings, the how, God's way by the scriptures, and the why, not for our own glory, but for God's glory. You call in, phone number is 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And you can email in as well at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Hey, make today the day that you sign up for the Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway. We're giving away $100,000 worth of cash and prizes. And I want you to get in on it. So you can find out more at stewardship.com. And again, that number is 866-357-3283. We're taking your calls today. As you call in, as we start our show today, I want you to hear these verses and rest in them today. I pray that this is an encouragement to your heart. Here it is. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. So regardless of what you face or what you're doing today, rest in the fact that your Heavenly Father is loving, full of compassion, and faithful. Whatever you're going through today, guess what? It's not the first time God's seen it. He's a big God. He's everywhere. And whatever you're going through doesn't surprise him. It's not throwing him off. He's not up in heaven right now, wringing his fingers, going, oh my goodness, I don't know how to get through this one. I don't know how to navigate through this. Hello. He has got you. I remember as a teacher, taught school for the first 5 years out of college. And I know that scares some of you that I was leading young minds for a season, but I was. And my first role in ministry out of college was ministering to seventh graders. I know, say a little prayer for me. I'm still in rehab, but seventh graders. But I can remember coming home from work each and every day, and I really felt like that I was alone. I felt like I was here. I was put in front of 25 teenagers, young teenagers, 11, 12, 13 years old. I taught seventh and eighth graders, and many times I'd come home and I would just like lay on the couch and I'd cry. I'd be like, I can't do this. Nothing against them. I felt incompetent. I felt like it wasn't my deal. And I think about how lonely I felt if Holly was at work and I'm sitting there on the couch by myself and I'm just sitting there exhausted emotionally. And now I look back. And to think that I would feel like I was alone is just funny. Right now, you may feel like you're alone, but 3 months from now, you're going to look back and go, I wasn't alone. That's silly. God was right there. And that's how I feel right now, looking in on your situations and just saying, hey, I know my God. I know the situations that are out there. And I'm telling you, you're not alone. His compassions never fail. They're new every morning, not every Tuesday, not every Thursday, not every Saturday. No, every morning. Great is his faithfulness. So rest in that, and I'm looking forward to today's phone calls. 866-357-3283, and this is Brandon. He's calling in from Sacramento. Brandon, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today, Chris?
I'm better every day. How can we help?
I just had a quick question. My wife and I have just read the Dave Ramsey you know, the Steps book, and we're trying to start the snowball. And I'm wondering if I should, together combined, we have about 75,000 in our 401k. And I'm wondering if we should borrow against that, since it's interest-free and it's our own money. Should we borrow against that to start paying off some student loans and some debts and start the snowball a lot faster?
You know, it's funny, as we say, a lot of times we say it, and this could be just subconscious, but it's our money. And I know it's our money in comparison. It's not my employer's money. It's not my brother's money. But just a reminder for all of us whose money it really is, that it's God's money, not ours. What I'm a little bit concerned of, Brandon, is you pulling it out of here for you kind of paying yourself a loan. Of course, the Bible says the borrower is slave to the lender. You would actually be the lender in this scenario, but you say it's interest free. But what's going to stink is you're going to be missing out on good rates of return. So you really are going to be paying interest. You're paying what you could have been receiving. But that's not the biggest reason why I don't like this idea. The biggest reason is when you leave your company, and you'll leave. Research shows that you'll leave. Whether it's when you get a better job or you get fired or you die, that loan is considered an early withdrawal. And if you don't repay it within 60 days, you get hammered with a 10% penalty plus your tax rate. And so I just think I'd rather you get out of debt in another way. So how much is the debt again?
Combined for student loans and everything aside from our house is about $50,000.
$50,000. Your income?
Roughly $200,000 combined.
Oh my goodness, Brandon, I really don't want you to do it now then, because it's really like that literally is just some discipline for about 4 to 6 months. And just, I wouldn't want you to do that. Let that money keep rocking and rolling. I wouldn't contribute right now. I wouldn't contribute anymore. I would stop contributions till you attack this debt, full fledged, then get back to the investing later. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, congratulations on a great income. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Brandon, thanks for the call.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, I've got to pull out a Dave Ramsey quote here. Adults devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. And here's the bottom line. That's exactly what Brandon was about to do. It was just going to feel good to get rid of all that debt. Boom, done. Right? But no, adults, they devise a plan and follow it. I mean, they put together the right plan and they work the plan. And for him, he's got it made. I mean, wouldn't you guys like to have four times the income of your debt load? That is very rare today. Most of you call in and it's about, you have about 6 months of your income to about 2 years of your income wrapped up in debt payments. So adults devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Love it.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
My wife and I have the privilege and responsibility to shape the hearts of our three kids. We don't always get it right, of course, but that's why I'm thankful for resources like PureFlix.com. It's the best place to stream faith and family-friendly movies, documentaries, kids programming, and more. Anytime, anywhere, on your phone, tablet, laptop, or TV. PureFlix.com provides wholesome Christian entertainment that I can trust to make a positive impact on my whole family. Go to PureFlix.com today and sign up for your free one-month trial subscription. Your family will thank you. All right, this is Chris Brown with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We're continuing to take your calls at 866-357-3283. Next up, from Spartanburg, South Carolina, this is Beverly. Beverly, how are you?
I'm very good. Hi, Chris.
Hi. How can we help you?
Well, my husband is 33 years in the military as an Army chaplain, and he's also, well, he's reserved now, and he's a pastor. And we are trying to pay off a home so that we have a place to go when it's all done. We have a $42,000 mortgage, and we have a $39,000 balance in our thrift savings plan. So my question is, should we use the thrift savings plan to pay off the mortgage?
What's the penalty to pull out the TSP?
I think that it's significant.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, what's the income?
About $6,000 a month.
Okay.
We should retire in about 5 years and have around the same amount retirement.
And how old are y'all?
In our 50s.
And what does that mean? 56, 54?
I'm 54. He's 52. So he has 6 years till retirement.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for all that service and all that sacrifice, not only him, but you as well. That's commendable. That's awesome. 33 years. That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And then to go into serving people in another way as a minister. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I like you guys holding off. I don't want you paying those big payments, those big penalties.
Okay.
I like you holding off. And then at 59, and if you've got plenty going into retirement at 59 and a half on that magic day, maybe take it out and pay it off then. If it's up, you know, check out your financial position at that point. But I don't want you giving up because really right now, if you were to pull it out, how much did you say you had in there?
$39,000.
Yeah, so you're probably only going to get 20 to 25 of it. So you're not going to be able to pay off the mortgage anyway. So I think I would keep it in there and work the plan and maybe right now are you making any extra payments on the house?
Well, we would like to. We have two daughters in college, mm-hmm. and the home we don't currently live in, the girls do to go to college because we're ministering in a separate state.
Okay.
So we have to pay a rent somewhere else, and it's just really tight. So we're looking at our options.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I think when they're done with college, I would entertain selling it.
Yeah.
And then you won't have a mortgage.
And then I won't have a place to live.
And then you'll take, how much is the value of the home?
About $120,000.
All right. So then you'll have about you'll probably have about $90,000, $95,000 for you to buy something that's local.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like that
plan.
Yes,
I'm just sort of attached. I shouldn't be attached to material things.
No, at least you admit it. At least you admit it.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think you have $95,000 and maybe that's a nice townhome there in Spartanburg, or maybe it's a nice single family, a smaller one, but you're going to have no mortgage going into retirement. I love it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, very cool. Well, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, bye-bye. All right, folks, for Christmas this year, do you want to give a gift that matters? This year, we're all about making futures bright by offering some of our incredible Christmas gifts for just $10. You can get our most popular books, audiobooks, and ebooks, including Chris Hogan's number one bestseller, Retire Inspired, Rachel Cruz's book, Smart Money, Smart Kids, and Dave Ramsey's The Total Money Makeover for just $10. You'll find resources to help your loved ones better manage money, like the envelope system and our lessons on dumping debt and cash flow planning. Or help spread the message of stewardship with the Legacy Journey book. We're offering all of this and so much more, each for just $10. You can get free shipping on orders of $45 or more. So head over to stewardship.com this week and shop the $10 gifts that bring hope to the people that you care about. Again, just go to stewardship.com today and find great gifts for just $10.
We're thankful to have you with us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Thank you for sending us your questions and testimonies. If you've had difficult experiences that God has brought you through, share it with the stewardship community. Build someone else's faith and give them hope as well. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call us at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And leave us a voicemail. Now let's get back to Chris and Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
And our next call comes in from Colorado Springs. This is Caitlin. Caitlin, how are you?
Hi, Chris. I am excited and inspired to talk to you, but other than that, just really scared and overwhelmed with my situation. So.
Oh, no. Well, how can we help?
Back in July, there was a really bad hailstorm here, and I live in a townhouse, so I have HOA dues every month. From my understanding, I thought that my HOA covered damage, so it turns out that they only covered a portion of it, and then they thought it would be cheaper for each person to self-insure. So basically, after the hailstorms, I called my insurance, diligently, every week, calling just to make sure, and they are telling me, yes, you're covered, you're covered. You just have a $1,000 deductible, we cover the rest. And so there's a special assessment. Each person has to pay $8,863. That's after like their insurance pays. So each person owes that amount. And so I'm on baby step two, was really excited. And actually, I went down to my insurance company to buy life insurance because I have a two-year-old. So I went down there to do that, and that's when they told me, well, no, actually, we only pay $1,000 and you owe the rest of it. So it's $7,800 that I owe by December 1st. They said that they can make payment arrangements, but even then, it's $1,400 a month, which is double my mortgage and a fourth of my income, my annual salary. It's something I totally can't do. So I'm just totally lost on where to go or how to handle this. And like the old me, the first part that I thought of, and my family and everyone's like, oh, just put it on a credit card, no interest. And the lady on the HOA said, oh, just take a loan out. And it's just like, I don't want to go into debt for this, but I don't really have any, feel like I have much other option.
Yeah. Yeah. This is horrible. And yeah. Tell me a little bit about your family.
So, it's just me and my son. I have a two-year-old. I just don't have, but I don't have an extra room in my budget by any means.
Well, this sounds to me like one of these things where I would continue to fight it. It sounds crazy to me. Let me ask you two questions. One is that there's no leakage or anything. The roof is still functioning.
Yeah, well, it's a townhouse, so it's like the HOA. There's 120 houses, and they said all of them are at a total loss. So they're just doing like communal, everyone owes this much. And they're not getting the roofs fixed until spring, but they say this amount is due till December. So I don't know if I should be fighting with them, like trying to lower my payments, because they said that they can make payment arrangements, but that the 21% interest and there's like late fees and everything like that. So like, I don't know what's feasible to ask them, and I don't know, it's fighting. When you say continue fighting, it's with them and not my insurance company, right?
Well, it's both. And the insurance is going to be a little bit cleaner because it's going to be in a policy and it's going to be just written there. But HOA is going to be a little fuzzier on where the ownership ends and where it starts between you and them.
Well, there was a vote.
I'm surprised everyone else
had to vote for this.
Yeah, I'm surprised everyone else is going along with this, or are they?
So HOA told me that it's only like 5 out of 120 people that didn't have this coverage. And up until like 2 days ago, I thought I had this coverage. I was calling them. They told me, yes, I had it. It was either we vote for the special assessment, $8,863, or next month the HOA dues would go up to like $800 a month, which again is more than my mortgage. So, and of course you can't sell your house with the HOA like that. So it was, I don't know, everyone voted for that based off their insurance. So,
have you opened up a conversation with either one of them, the insurance, probably more HOA, like you've opened up the conversation with me? Like, I don't even understand how they could, what would they would say next?
Well, with my insurance, I kind of just was taken back because I went in to get life insurance and they're like, our job is to protect you. And they gave me this spiel about how they cared. And then when they found out they didn't have coverage, I'm like, well, who opened this for me? You know, no one advised me of this. And I felt like I didn't have a teacher. You know, I had some salesperson that just wanted me to get the policy and they didn't cover me diligently. Like they didn't treat me very well. And so when I went to talk to them, they just didn't care at all. Like, I know that the policy is a policy that they don't care, but he had no like empathy. He just was like too bad, basically. He was really hurtful to me. With the HOA, they're really nice and willing to help, but I don't know what I should be asking for. I don't know if I should be asking for like a reduced amount or if I should be asking for like lower payments or where should I go with that?
Whether they're being nice or not, regardless, it's bullying is what this is.
Well, when we had our board meeting, when we had a vote on this, they brought their lawyer in. And that's what kind of scared me, because they're like, if you don't pay this, we'll do everything we can to not sue you, but we will put a lien on your house. And I'm just like, I don't know. Voted for it, so it's already done. I already have the special assessment, and I already owe this amount by this date. But I know that's flexible, but I don't know if the amount that I owe is flexible.
Yeah. What are your other debts?
I make around $40,000 a year. Mm-hmm. I have a $15,000 car and a $30,000 student loan. I'm upside down in my car. I was paying it. Like, I was on baby step two and, like, feeling excited and, like, working towards something. And now I just feel, like, discouraged. I feel like I'm in a big hole. Yeah. And it's like I didn't put myself there. So it's like if I went out and spent this, at least I'd be paying for something I did. But this, like, I did everything I thought I could do to get covered. I thought that I was okay, and it just completely caught me off guard. So,
well, in this order, I would I would keep fighting it. When I say fighting, I mean having as many conversations. Keep the ball rolling. Okay, so it's you're either talking to them, you're writing letters. Face to face is probably going to work the best. Anytime where they can get a conversation with you, even over the phone. But keep the conversation going. So saying, hey, listen, I want to help out in this, but I just can't. There's no way I can do this. And you can look into my finances. You can do whatever you want. Total transparency and say, I don't know how this could actually happen. And I'd love for recommendations. There's no way this could happen. So I think keeping that going and saying, and then what you are is you're looking for some kind of negotiated amount. So that would be what I do first. While you're doing that, what I would do is I'd pause your debt snowball for just right now, minimum payments on everything. I would try to get out of that car if you can. And I know you said you're upside down. I don't know if that's, you know, 3,000 or 8,000 or 1,500.
It's 4,000.
But that one right there would help a lot with this if you got out of that.
I guess my thing with that is I feel like I don't really have this. They're saying like this is the deadline, you know, and even if I work with them and get it extended, it's like I'm trying to pay to get out of this hole in my car. I can't pay anything to them. Like, I already owe HOA dues each month to them, so I don't know. As far as you said negotiating the price, I don't. That's what I'm kind of struggling with. Like, it's a community, and you know, each person owes it, but most people, their insurance is paying for it. So, is it fair if I asked for a reduced price based off like needs driven? Is that fair to everyone else, or is that morally wrong?
It's completely fair. You're putting it in their hands, and they have the discretion. They can do whatever they want. It would be their decision, not yours. And I bet you're not the only person that's asking for this. I bet you there's several. And your HOA dues that you pay every month, they've got a set aside amount for special things that come up. So they're the ones that are the stewards over that lump of money. You're the steward over your household. So you can always ask. There's nothing wrong with asking. There's nothing not unbiblical to ask. So ask away. Before you hang up on this phone call, I want you to know that you can just do the best you can. That's all you can do. You do the best you can, and that your identity is not wrapped up in whether you owe them money or not, or whether you owe money. It's not wrapped up in that. That's not where it's at. So what I hear from you and your voice is like you feel like you did something wrong, and you're a hero, and you're a single mom who's killing it, and you're not. So I don't want you to feel like you're lesser of a person because hail hit your house. This is bullying is what this is. And they've changed your whole entire perspective, and now you're looking through this lens that you're a bad person, which is crazy. You're actually trying to do the right thing. Don't let them bully you. You're just going to do the best you can at the speed that you can, and they have to get over it. The bottom line is you didn't have someone that's, you know, was fully engaged in the process helping you in this.
Yeah.
If you go to them and tell them, I promise you, I want to do the right thing. I'm not trying to get out of anything, but this is my shelter. And I'm a single mom. Help me. And in the meantime, while you're fighting this, which these can go out for a long time if you stay on it, and you document that you've been contacting them twice a week or whatever, while you're doing that, you've got your debt snowball on hold, and you're saving up some money in case you have to move. You have to move or change a shelter situation, let's say 8 months from now. But you're going to put yourself in a good spot where you've got some liquid cash, and you're just making minimum payments on your payments right now. So I really would keep fighting. I've been in these situations before, not a hailstorm, but I've been in these situations where there was the wrong thing was happening, and it was clear what the right thing was to all parties, and it ended up working out. I just kept fighting it, kept writing letters, and stayed on it. Not trying to get out of anything, just trying to get the right thing done.
Okay.
So let me pray for you, Caitlin, okay?
Okay.
God, we come to you right now on behalf of Caitlin. We ask that you'd calm her spirit. We ask that you would remind her right now who you are, that you're on the throne, not an HOA and not an insurance company. You're on the throne, and you've got her and her child in the palm of your hands, and that you look down on her as a provider and as a hero for her child, and you smile. God, I pray that you give her strength and courage this week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Caitlin, we thank you for the call, and we'd love it if you kept us updated, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Well, folks, we're here to encourage you. Know that God is right there beside you. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God, thank you for this truth. May we, as a True Stewardship community, commit this to memory and claim this truth. We know that you're not just a historical God, but a personal God. We love you, and we know that you love us. In Jesus' name, amen. Folks, please know we're thrilled at what God is doing in your life. Folks, that's it for now. Don't forget to enter our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway for your chance to win cash and prizes. We'll be drawing a winner each week. All you have to do is go to stewardship.com to enter. You can enter once a day, every day, for your chance to win. And there's no purchase necessary. God bless y'all.